Does anybody happen to know how many cycling accidents we had in Newport Beach last year? You want to take a guess?
Reported
cycling accidents where a bicyclist was in an accident
and it was reported
to the police.
Last year?
Any guess in 2009?
52.
Any other guesses?
I would have thought that's
more than 300. That would be one a day.
Yeah. 99. We had 99 reported accidents in 2009. In 2008, we had 93.
Well, do the numbers surprise you? Newport Beach has had quite a few bicycling fatalities in the past couple of years. And last fall, well, I guess it was just about a year ago, convened a task force to look into cycling safety issues around the city. I was a member of that task force and participated in preparing a final report to city staff and city council. And, I should introduce myself as usual. You're listening to The Frank Peters Show. And that's my guest tonight. Inadvertent guest, I recorded this session with the Chief of Police, Jay Johnson. He's new. He's from Long Beach. City of Long Beach has a great reputation, cycling safety, real innovators in Southern California with their Sharrows through Belmont Shore. And really very encouraging having our new police chief come from the city of Long Beach. And just about, a week ago, the chief sent around an email and I was copied on it. And chief knows how to write a good email, I'll tell you. And he got a good turnout tonight, 30 people from the cycling community coming as far away as Anaheim, Yorba Linda, Irvine, and elsewhere in the Southland. People who love cycling on the city streets of Newport Beach. Before I go on, let me just say that this show tonight, it's a new topic for the Frank Peters Show. I've been writing about bicycle safety past few weeks, commenting on how I observe bicycling and city planning done in some of the cities I've been visiting lately, Barcelona, Montreal. I just got back from Boston. I'll have a report on that soon. It's something new. I'm known for my interviews on angel investing. So if you're an enthusiast for the angel investing, please pardon me as I digress. And if you happen to be interested in both angel investing and bicycle safety, what a bonus for you. I'll soon be separating the two topics into their own unique blogs here on the Frank Peters Show. So thank you for your patience. Tonight's show, it's very generously sponsored by BikeTiresDirect.com. BikeTiresDirect.com, I've got more than just tires, I'll tell you that. Gear, clothing, you know, the kind of safety features that you want to add to your bike. Why not? Click on over to BikeTiresDirect.com. They've got a shopper's reward program. An incentive to keep coming back. Check them out, please. BikeTiresDirect.com. Well, the expression goes, there's a new sheriff in town, and tonight we get to see our new chief of police. It was encouraging. Optimistic. Great turnout. Dave Kiff, city manager. Steve Batem, public works. The chief brought three of his traffic safety officers with him. Councilwoman Nancy Gardner in attendance. I recorded the chief's opening remarks and his concluding remarks. Let's listen.
But bottom line is, you're here because you've been identified to me as some of the leaders in the cycling community. And we in city government, and I want to acknowledge our city councilwoman, Nancy Gardner's here, my boss, the city manager, Dave Kiff is here, and from public service we have Steve Batem. Public service or public works?
Work.
Public service in Long Beach. I'm from Long Beach. I'm the new chief here. I've been the chief since about breakfast. Literally for about 3 months now, I'm the new chief here. I came from Long Beach, spent 23 plus years in Long Beach. And now I'm here. One of the things that, became apparent since I got here, and my boss has made it clear to me as well as the council, is that we need to take a look at some of the cycling issues that are going on. The accidents that are taking place. What can we do about it? How can we, as city government, work better with the and closer with the cycling community and anybody else involved to really come up with some better solutions to address some of the problems that we have in cycling with cycling accidents more specifically. And one thing that I've learned in life is it's about relationships. It's about building those relationships, and that's how you get things done, by having those relationships first. If you happen to know who the chief of police is, you know him by name, and you have his email address, you're probably going to be able to get a lot more done, a lot more accomplished that way if there's an issue that comes in terms of law enforcement, cycling safety being one of them. And so tonight, that is essentially the biggest thing I want to accomplish tonight, the most important thing I want to accomplish tonight is start building that relationship. Start building that relationship with me, the chief of police, with my staff that's here, and we'll go around and introduce ourselves, with the city government that's here today. Build those relationships so that we can start working together and come up with ideas, solutions, what can we do better, what can we tweak, what can we adjust, that kind of thing to address the cycling problem. Does anybody happen to know how many cycling accidents we had in Newport Beach last year? Anyone take a guess? Reported cycling accidents where a bicyclist was in an accident
and
it was reported to the police.
Last year?
Any guess in 2009?
52.
Any other guesses?
I would have thought.
That's more than 300.
That would be one a day. That would be one a day.
Yeah. 99.
Wow.
We had 99 reported accidents in 2009. In 2008, we had 93. 2007, we had 90. 2006, 98. 2005, 92. So we're hovering just under 100 every year. And this year, looking at the numbers so far, we're fairly close to that again. We're on track for relatively close to that again, hopefully a little bit under. Anybody know how many cycling fatalities we've had in the last 5 years?
5 years?
5 years.
From 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9?
4?
I'd go 8.
4 or 5?
Oh, I'll split the middle. How about 6?
6.
And that's in the city of Newport Beach.
City of Newport Beach alone. That's one each year, with the exception of last year, we had 2. And we've already had 1 this year. Yes, sir.
Isn't it 4 this year?
Pardon?
Wasn't it 4 this year?
No, this year, in 2010, we've had 1 so far. Last year, we had 2, and in each preceding year, we had...
Well, it was Dan Crane, who was killed at 73 in Newport Coast.
Is that not... Is that not Newport Beach?
It's right inside Newport Beach.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I think he died... Was that the one?
That was a heart attack.
It was a heart attack.
Yeah. You know what?
He died in the hospital.
Right? Yeah, he died months later, wasn't it, in the hospital? They determined that to be a heart attack, if I'm not mistaken.
Well.
Nonetheless. Okay, I'll give you 7 if you want 7. That gives you kind of an idea of the numbers. Whether we want to call it 6 or 7, it's 6 or 7 too many.
Yeah.
My background in terms of, and I'll tell you why this affects me. I, back in the day, used to be a cyclist. I'm not anymore. I tell my friends, though, I'm going to brag to them, I used to do triathlons. This group, I got to come clean and say, I used to do mini triathlons. I never did the real ones, like my boss has done. So I used to do mini triathlons. I used to cycle pro. But matter of fact, the only time I've ever broken a bone in my body is when I crashed cycling years ago. Another accident I was almost in, and my buddy of mine almost got killed, is trying to maneuver through the traffic circle in Long Beach. I'm familiar with the traffic circle in Long Beach. If you've ridden through that, that's pretty treacherous, cycling through that. I was number 2 in the pack, and he was number 1. And luckily, he was number 1, and I was number 2, because he got hit. He was able to jump in the back of the a truck hit him, El Camino. He's able to jump in the bed, and his bicycle went right underneath the back tires of the car. And then I was right there next to him. But nonetheless, so I've cycled a little bit back in the day. Now I'm just an out of shape chief. In addition to that, about 20 years ago, I was working patrol, and like I said, I have 23 years experience in Long Beach, in law enforcement from Long Beach. A lot of bicycle accidents, been a lot of scenes of bicycle accidents, seen a lot of deaths, done a lot of death notifications. They're not fun. They're not fun. The worst death notification I ever did is one night I went to the scene of a crash and saw my 18-year-old brother dead from a car accident. Going home and notifying my mother. That was the absolute worst. I don't mean to make this into an emotional thing here. It's 20 years ago. But nonetheless, the impact that had on me, he was the youngest of us six kids, 18 at the time. The impact that had on me personally and on my family was huge. You don't expect the younger brother, 18-year-old brother, to die. You don't expect Michael Nine, 45 years old, with a wife and family with two kids, to die. You just don't expect that. You know, you expect grandma and grandpa to pass away naturally. You don't expect it to happen this way. And the impact that has on a family is huge. You know, we read about it in the newspaper, and we'll, oh, that's really sad, but we're done with it in a week later. And it doesn't impact us quite as much. Those families that go through that, that's a huge impact. And I tell you, even today, I talked with my wife. My wife never even met my younger brother. Like I said, that's how long it's been. She never even knew him. But we talked today, what it'd be like if he were grown up and married and kids, and how our kids would play together, those kinds of things. And all those things you talk about and those things you go through, your what if, that's a huge impact. And so every one of these cycling deaths, the six or seven cycling deaths that we've had in the last 5 years, that's had a huge impact on somebody's life. And if we can prevent those, that's what I want to do. That's what we at the city of Newport Beach want to do. We want to prevent that. We want to prevent the fatalities, and we want to prevent the accidents in general with cycling. And it's not a finger-pointing thing here. It's not, hey, these bad people in vehicles or these bad people on bicycles. It's not that game. It's, hey, we all have identified a problem that needs to be addressed. Now, how do we come together and address that problem? And to me, the first step is we need to build those relationships. We need to open the doors of communication. You need to know who the chief is. And I need to know who you are in the cycling community. So when I have an issue, I can reach out to the cycling, hey, listen, this is a problem I'm seeing in the cycling community. Can you put this out to your folks? And vice versa. Hey, this is a problem I'm seeing, or I have an idea that might work. Chief, why don't you try this? And myself or C. Batem or the city manager or the council, we'll look at those things. We'll say, okay, how can we work together with the community? My idea is this. Either I can be a chief and try and think of everything myself, or I can tap into the hundreds of other brains out there and let you guys do a lot of the thinking and put that all together and see what we can come up with. And again, this isn't to circumvent the bicycle safety committee that we have, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Some of you are here from that committee. But nonetheless, this meeting tonight is to start that relationship. To start that relationship and let you know how important this is to Newport Beach City Government. And how important it is that we, from the council members, and council member Leslie Daigle had planned to be here tonight as well. She sends her regrets. She had to work tonight. She's actually in Long Beach, believe it or not. But no, she was great. Most of you, I got your email address from her. But she really wanted to be here as well. So know that from the very top, from our council, city manager, the department heads, down to my staff and city government, we want to be part of the solution. We want to work with you to find solutions for this. And again, there's no silver bullet. We all know that. But we can do better. What I want to do is see those numbers come down. Instead of averaging just under 100 a year, I want to see if we can drop that this year. We have, what are we in, October, November? We got a couple months left this year. We got all of next year. I want those numbers to go down. I want them to decline significantly. And we need to start with building those relationships. So with that in mind, I want to start by going around the room and everybody introduce themselves. And maybe, again, I'm new. I don't know anybody here. So let me know your connection to Newport Beach, your connection to the cycling community, your involvement, anything you can tell me that could help me better understand who you are, I'd appreciate that. And I'll start with my captain over here.
And at this point, the chief directs each one of us in the audience to say a few words to describe our involvement in the cycling community. It was great to meet everyone that came out. Really, a lot of support in the community for this meeting tonight with the chief. I think he set expectations high. And then he wrapped up. Let's listen to his final thoughts.
Okay, a couple of takeaways I want you to take away from this meeting tonight. Number one, last year in Newport Beach, we had 99 accidents, bicycle accidents, two fatalities.
Reported.
99 reported bicycle accidents and two reported fatalities. I think that's all the fatalities. I think they reported all those. Nonetheless, that's too many fatalities, and that's 99 too many bicycle accidents. We need to reduce that. And you need to know when you leave tonight that the police department, public works, the city council, the city manager and his team are committed to that, committed to try and make a difference, to try and bring those numbers down. But we can't do it alone. We need to work together to do that. Also, when you leave tonight, you may leave tonight thinking, what did we accomplish? What did we get done? Where's the list of things that I can check off that we're going through to get done? That wasn't the purpose of this meeting. The purpose of this meeting was so that I can get to know you, or I should say we can get to know you, you can get to know me, we start this dialogue, and we're going to start moving down the road and working on some things in the future. But we first have to start these relationships. And I first have to hear, like I did tonight, the concerns you have and the issues that the cycling community has regarding this issue. And I've heard that tonight, and I want to tell you, I really appreciate you guys coming out tonight. I appreciate you taking the time. Yes, ma'am.
We're back in the studio, and again, something new for the Frank Peters Show. My interests in bicycle safety finding their way onto the show. And again, tonight's show sponsored by BikeTiresDirect.com. Check them out, please. Well, I have some other, I think you'll find interesting guests coming up on the show. Let me tell you what's already in the can. Nicole Friedman, she runs Boston Bikes for Mayor Menino, City of Boston. I went back to Boston just last weekend. My 40th high school reunion was the excuse I used to go back. Did a lot of catching up with old friends, but especially this interview with Nicole Friedman. You're going to want to come right back and catch Nicole's description of the issues, the challenges, and the assets City of Boston has when it comes to reconfiguring that great city to accommodate more cyclists. And then in the weeks ahead, Charlie Gandy, mobility coordinator for City of Long Beach, joins me for a two-part interview. It'll be coming up in the weeks ahead. Well, in the meantime, thanks so much for joining me, and good night.